March 14th, 1900. How to draw souls to Catholicism. Since the confessor had given me the obedience to pray the Lord to manifest to me what should be done in order to draw souls to Catholicism and to remove so much misbelief, I prayed for several days, and the Lord would not deign to manifest himself on this point. And finally, this morning, I found myself outside of myself, transported into a garden which seemed to me the garden of the church. And in it there were many priests and other dignities who were discussing on this topic. While they were discussing, a dog of enormous size and strength came out, and the majority of them were so scared and exhausted as to let themselves be bitten by that beast. And then they withdrew like cowards from the enterprise. That fierce dog had no strength to bite only those who had Jesus in their hearts as the center, who thus came to form the center of all their actions, thoughts, and desires. Ah, yes, Jesus formed the seal of these people, and that beast was left so weak as to have no strength even to breathe. Now, while they were discussing, I heard Jesus from behind my shoulder saying, "All other societies know who belongs to their party. Only my church does not know who her children are. The first step is to know who those are who belong to her. And these you can know by establishing one day a reunion, to which you will invite them, so that those who are Catholic should convene to the appointed place for such reunion. And there, with the help of lay Catholics, they should decide what it is suitable to do. The second step is to oblige to confession those Catholics who convene, which is the most important thing that renews men and forms the true Catholics. And this, not only for those who are present, but they should oblige the leaders to oblige their subjects to confession. And if they do not succeed with gentle manners, they should even dismiss them from their service. Once each priest has formed the body of his Catholics, then will they be able to move forward to superior steps. In fact, recognizing the opportunity of the time, the way in which to penetrate into other parties, and the prudence in exposing themselves, is like the pruning of trees, which make them produce large and mature fruits. But if the tree is not pruned, it does make, yes, a beautiful pomp of leaves and of flowers. But as soon as a frost comes down, or a wind blows, since the tree does not have enough sap and strength to sustain so many flowers in order to change them into fruits, the flowers fall off, and the tree remains stripped. The same happens in the things of religion. First, you must form a suitable body of Catholics, so as to be able to confront the other parties. And then you can get to penetrate into the other parties, to form a single one. After he said this, I did not hear him any more. And without even seeing him, I found myself inside myself. Who can say my pain, and not having seen Blessed Jesus for the whole day, and the tears I had to shed?